Father God, let your word go forth in this town. Let us be bearers of good news. That you may bring results through your Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible verse for today is the same as it was last week, except today, instead of trying to sing a tune that we don't know too well, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And last week we touched on, he has shown you, O mortal, O man, that is the Greek word anthropos, which means the whole of mankind. And then last week we looked at what it was to act justly. Today we're going to look at what it is to love mercy. You may wonder how I came to speak on this verse. There's something called prayer, listening to God. My message is, I don't go and look up someone else's sermons or commentaries. I listen to God. And I have people supporting me in prayer. I had a phone call this morning from a friend in Sydney who was on his way to church. And he said, Steve, just want to let you know that we're with you this morning in the service. We're supporting you in prayer that God is going to say what he wants to say. And it's great to have that support. Who's heard of the Kyrie? Kyrie? Any Anglicans or Lutherans? K-Y-R-I-E. Kyrie, yeah, okay. And what's it say? Do you remember that? Yes. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy on me. One of the characteristics of mercy is that it is requested. Compassion is given. Mercy is requested. Grace is given. Justice is a choice that we have. Actually, Phil made a comment to me. Justice is getting what we deserve. Mercy is not getting what we deserve, and grace is getting what we don't deserve. Sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? God wants us to have mercy. Now, we often get mercy and compassion mixed up and confused. Compassion comes from our emotions. We are touched emotionally by a situation, and compassion rises up within us. But mercy is an act of choice. Just as justice and walking justly, as we discussed last week, that is also an act of choice. And an act of choice comes out of our character. Now, in Christ, our character is changed, so that as we walk in Christ, we are infused with his character, and we feel his compassion, we feel that emotion. See, at the grave of Lazarus, Jesus wept. That was compassion. That was an emotion. And as we walk in Christ and he infuses us by his Holy Spirit, that compassion that was his becomes part of our nature. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mercy. That comes out of our nature too. It's a choice. And once again, as we walk in Christ and are infused by his Holy Spirit, mercy is a choice that we make. And it becomes part of us to show mercy. To walk in mercy. When people hurt us, do we get even? Or do we get godly? I know our human nature is a first reaction often. And that says, I'll get you. I'll get even. I'll win. I'll come out on top. I'll destroy you. And that's our natural being. But the character of God indwelling says, I'll let that go. I'll give you an illustration. Back in the 80s, I was pastoring a fellowship, and the Lord gave me a prophetic word, which was a real doozy. And it was the first real doozy of a prophetic word that I'd ever received. So I checked it out with some men of God that I really respected, and they said, yeah, this is of God. So I gave the prophecy, and it wasn't particularly for my fellowship that I was looking over, but it was for some other certain people. But out of courtesy, I gave a copy of it to the two elders of the fellowship. Well, they had a meeting without me. And then they came to me and they said, "This prophecy is not of God. Either renounce it or resign." So I resigned. That fellowship then blew apart. And those two elders, their lives were basically destroyed. Their marriages were destroyed. And one of them was a man I'd known for 15 years. Anyway, about 2 years later, he came to see me and he said, "Steve, we were wrong. Can you forgive me?" And my response was, "John, there's nothing to forgive." And I treated John as if nothing had ever happened. That's mercy. He came, he asked. And for me, Christ in me said, "It's gone, it's dealt with." He suffered very badly. But I hold nothing against him. God dealt with him. Now we come up against situations in our lives where someone will say, "I'm sorry." And it's for us to show mercy. Even if we know, John Brown has done this to me once, he's done it twice, he's done it three times, he's going to do it another 10 or 15 times. Now, Peter said to Jesus, "If my brother sin against me, how often do I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said, "No, 70 times 7. And at 490, I think you've lost count. And if you haven't lost count, then you're not forgiving anyway. What it is to have mercy, to love mercy. Let us walk in such a relationship with God that mercy is our nature. It's our nature because it's His nature. And if we find ourselves moving out of that relationship, then let's come before God and receive His mercy and get back into that relationship. And this will affect the way we relate to other people, not just the family of faith. Because, quite frankly, often we don't know who the family of faith is. We've got people in our churches who aren't in God's family. And we've got people who are not in our churches who are in God's family. And I'm glad that I don't have to judge the difference. That's God's responsibility. We have to go and bring good news. I was talking to a fellow, one of the volunteers at the shop during the week. And we were talking about preaching and conviction. And I said to him, look, my responsibility is limited to telling good news, the gospel. The Greek word euangelion, which literally translated means good news. We translate it gospel. The results of that are not my responsibility. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who brings conviction about the good news. And then it's a relationship between the person who is convicted and God. We get too wrapped up in trying to save people. Not my responsibility. I can't save anyone. I can show mercy. I can show the character of God that indwells me. And God can take that and use it. We're going to close the service with the song that we had last week called Brave. And I'm going to use it again this week because when your heartbeat, O God, is beating justice and mercy, don't make us strong, make us brave. Father God, don't make us safe. Make us brave. Let your character infuse us so that we can walk justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. Father, be with us during this week as we go in the name of Christ. Amen.